Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the charts, the stories, and the people for the week of May 9th to 13th. Lots of important things being downloaded, if you will. Questions. I think we have more questions than answers, Michael, when you get right down to it, looking at all of these things that are going on and wondering. All of it's piling up. Everything seems to be piling up. There's one pile. You know, I don't know about your kitchen cabinet if it looks like mine. There's a lot of things piled up. And that's kind of the way I feel about what's going on in the world. I would think you would have, it's a yeoman's job to look around and try to figure out what the story list ought to look like every week, because the pile gets deeper, doesn't it?
No question about it. And a lot of the piles overlap with each other. So you have piles connected to piles. And but you said something very interesting. The questions are far louder and more defined than the answers. We're dealing with rhetorical questions. We're dealing with all kinds of possibilities. And as a result, lots of opinion and little fact to base those opinions on. Because even the experts, even if you talk about COVID or you talk about the war in Ukraine or various causes of the economic conditions we're facing, there's, you know, it's good that there are different points of view, but we don't know really what the sources are in terms of true information. I've got the top 10 stories all laid out here for us if you're ready to go.
Yeah, please, let's go from number 10 to number 1, the story list from Talkers for this week.
All right, number 10, we have wildfires out in the western states, and that ties into the topic of climate change. And number 9, we have a combination of immigration and race relations. At number 8, we have crime and violence, and that's tied with gun control, which always becomes a conversation on talk shows across the country when you have crime and violence, especially gun violence. At number 7, the ongoing saga of Elon Musk and Twitter. At number 6, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with a whole slew of Trump activities. Donald Trump, on one level, he's being investigated and indicted and subpoenaed and all kinds of problems. And another level, he's trying to be the king of the GOP and set the stage for a 2024 comeback. At number 5, we have a continuation of number 6, partisan politics and the elections, from current elections through the midterms, through the presidential election of 2024. It's all on the table. At number 4, COVID-19. At number 3, the economy. At number 2, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with changes in U.S. foreign policy. And number 1, second week in a row, abortion rights. And that, of course, is it's hard to believe abortion is the number one topic, because talk show hosts usually don't like to talk about abortion. But right now it is center stage.
It's like the three things that lazy hosts would always go to was talking about abortion, talking about whether or not the capital punishment systems work, you know, that sort of thing, gun control. Those are all the lazy man's conversational topics until you get into a situation like now. Yeah. Okay, excuse me. You're in the people list. Yeah.
Yeah, the people list. At number 10, we have Xi Jinping. We have Elon Musk at 9. Congressman Josh Hawley at 8, Mitch McConnell at 7, Joe Manchin is number 6, Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5, Donald Trump is at 4. Number 3 is Vladimir Zelensky, number 2 is Vladimir Putin, and number 1 is Joe Biden. Another crazy week in paradise.
I was thinking of you when the business of climate change and wondering what impacts our weather. Sometimes people go out as far as looking at the sun and the sun storms and what that may be. But this week, my imagination went even further than that, and I'm betting yours did too, because you and I enjoy these stories about what's going on in space and the discovery, or at least I don't know that it's a discovery. It's a visual, some sort of confirmation as to that black hole that's in the middle of our galaxy. And because it is as huge as it is, and you think about our galaxy and the fact that this thing is like, what, 27,000 light years away or some unimaginable distance, and yet that's within our own galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in our sector of the universe, and the universe, I mean, just it back to boggling your mind. We have, look, all of these things that are troubling us on the story list, and they all seem inconsequential when you look at the enormity of what else there is, what else goes on, how else the universe is shaped. You feel
well,
that way?
Obviously, as Carl Sagan called it, a pale blue dot. Yeah. And on that little pale blue dot is every life that ever lived in the human race, every story of history, every battle, every war, every book ever written, every song ever recorded, every religion, all the family lineages, and our history all the way back to the beginning of the human race and life itself. All, everything we know, everybody we know, all exists on that pale little blue dot, a speck in a giant infinite ocean of cosmology.
Yeah, it sounds dramatic, but think about something, again, we can't even begin to imagine. This thing is 4 million times the size of our sun. It's called Sagittarius A. There have been a lot of inferences, but no sighting until now. And this is a photo, sort of.
The way they do this is they're able to tell that black holes are there by the impact they have on the stars that surround them.
Mm-hmm. They suck them in.
So
basically,
yeah. Well,
right?
they don't just suck them in. What they do is, in many cases, they cause them to go into orbit around them. A black hole has the same basic premise, the same basic effect on the space around it as a star. A black hole is a star whose gravity is so powerful, almost infinite, to the point that light cannot escape it, that even photons, even light, cannot get the kind of escape velocity necessary to leave the star. As a result, they appear black, which means they don't appear at all. We can't see them.
Right.
Now we're starting to see them because there's a little bit of a haze around the event horizon, and some of them actually spew out beams of energy. So you can see them. So now with the new telescopes that we have, and the amazing technology that astronomers have, we're actually able to now see these black holes, or evidence of them, visual evidence of black holes that before we could not possibly imagine seeing, but we knew that they were there based upon mathematical theory.
Yep. Wow. Also based on, well, I suppose this is a mathematical theory, Einstein's theory of general relativity, which is,
yes,
I think what you're referring to, in essence.
Yes.
Predictions that he made well over 100
yes.
years ago as to what
it's
out there,
you know,
energy is never lost. It just changes form.
That's a whole other area of controversy with black holes that the late Stephen Hawking was involved in. And they call it Hawking radiation. The fact that Hawking discovered that actually black holes eventually start to evaporate, and given enough time, will disappear. And all of the stuff that went in them is now going to come out of them.
Yep.
But we don't know anything about black holes in terms of what they really mean. This is an area of physics where everything that we know breaks down. And We're really facing a set of unknowns that are greater than what we do know.
It's hugely important to have a grasp of this, and yet we still are spending a lot of time trying to deal with the issues of the day that seem pretty simplistic as compared to this. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here to discuss with me the stories and the people, more discussing it with you. We continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me take you back to 1997 for a moment. The folks at Calitrin set out to create a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that would be safe for everybody. They tested it. They did studying. They went through all kinds of machinations to come up with Calitrin, which is the healthiest weight loss formula ever created. Think about this. They've been around for 25 years. You know, and I know, there are things on the market right now. You can see the ads all over the Internet. You can hear ads on radio and television for these things. They are here today and literally gone tomorrow. Not the case with Calitrin. Hundreds of thousands of successful uses of this. People all over the place talking about their journal to better health. You can get some of their stories by going to Calitrin's website. It's toploss.com. So the underscore here is this is a product that works. Now there are three ways to deliver it. The traditional capsules, the liquid, and now in powder form. Check it all out. And by the way, get to the bottom line. Lose the weight. Keep it off naturally with Calitrin at toploss.com.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at Mathnasium.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Start your day with the new cheesy breakfast melt at Burger King, featuring your choice of sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, or ham atop a fluffy egg and two slices of melted American cheese, all sandwiched between two slices of toasty bread. Pair it with a Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All cheesy breakfast melts pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Rise and shine with a cheesy breakfast melt from Burger King. When you're looking for something indulgent in the morning, these craveable and cheesy breakfast sandwiches are a delicious way to start your day. Never concentrated and never frozen, Simply Orange juice completes a delicious breakfast at Burger King and contains vitamin C to help support immune health at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, a point in this hour and every hour, actually, of the DJV program, where we pay attention, not that we don't always pay attention to our listeners, people who are responding to various questions that we may pose on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. One of the questions that Jay asked this week, for those of you who wanted to comment on the biggest news stories, which one do you think is number one? And Margaret, is it Pulo? Would you pronounce her name that way? Something.
Yeah, Pulo, probably, yeah. Something like that. She's with everybody else. Out of control crime and violence in American cities. I think there are a lot of people that are focused on that. Certainly in certain cities where you just don't feel that safe to even go outside anymore.
And that's why it's number eight this week on the countdown. All right, who else? Laura Jackson.
Laura Jackson says the cost of living, also a good one. It's gone up 8%. We're only getting 2% cost of living raises. She says literally going in the hole 6% this year. How does our president explain this? And this is what a lot of people are dealing with, the real life problems, right? I call them the quality of life issues, where if you do exactly what you did last year and you did it this year, it's going to cost you $5,200 more so far into this year. And that's a huge amount of money. Costs are up on everything from food to travel to gasoline. And
if you're only getting a 2% cost of living raise, you need to, I mean, that's not the president's fault. No president can change what the cost of living raise will be. So you need to take that up with your employer. I mean,
raise is based on employers. But, I mean, truly what's happening right now, there's no explaining away the fact that inflation is real. It's high. It was 2.5%
when
Trump
this
left
is
office. It's 8.5% under Biden.
Well, 2 years into a pandemic,
obviously. It impacts the most vulnerable of us. So it's a tax. It's really a tax on the middle class and on the poor.
That's why I'm saying this is now a great time to be an employee. This is an employee's market. And so if a 2% cost of living raise is all your company is going to give you,
go work somewhere else.
Start shopping around for a better job, because there are signing bonuses you can get. I mean, there are companies. Well, but there are a lot of companies who are willing to pay more for that.
It's hard. I guess.
Well, I think the cost of living is actually up more than 8%, frankly. You look across the board, and that's why I've suggested this week, more than once,
when it our comes rent to went food, up 6% this year. So right there, that's huge.
The ability to go to a local farm to get your produce, at least you're not paying them to ship the stuff in, which is what the grocery stores are doing, and it's local and it's fresh, or something to take advantage of. Tim Lowe says what about the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court leak. He says it's just a coincidence that it occurred before a midterm election cycle, right? Sharon Jacobek said, all the money going to Ukraine while our country is dying, enough already. That was what Rand Paul said this week. That's one of the trending stories this week, that he tried to block some of the aid that's going to Ukraine.
Well, he did block that $40 billion Ukraine.
Well, temporarily. It'll still move through, but a temporary block. Yeah.
And what did he say? What's his reason?
That you can't help Ukraine by killing the United States.
That's
well,
hard
at some point, right? If this just keeps going the way that it is, and it's a stalemate, at some point something has to change, right? Either NATO decides we're all going in and we're just going to start bombing the crap out of Russia, or I mean, at some point something has to change. We can't just stay in this pattern.
That's for sure. Can't keep going around. We can't sustain the cost of petroleum, not only here in our country but elsewhere around the world. The discussion of our price, cost of living increase is part and parcel of that whole thing. Cannot be sustained. Something has to be done. All right, let's see where the leadership is. That's the question. 28 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Get this. Right now, Kohl's has the lowest prices of the season, and I just saved big. I got my kids Jumping Beans must-haves for under $5. Found myself some tees and tank tops for $5.99, and got 60% off patio furniture. The best part? I didn't need any coupons. I earned Kohl's cash, and I got everything with three-star pickup. So, yeah, you could say today was a good day. Select styles ends May 22nd. Some exclusions apply. Historical.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10 people are dead and 3 others injured following a shooting in a Buffalo, New York supermarket on Saturday. The FBI is investigating the attack as a racially motivated hate crime. Sheriff of Erie County John Garcia saying he wants to highlight law enforcement's quick response.
The bravery by the Buffalo police officers to engage an individual with a vest, an assault rifle, with handguns. I could just not say enough about their actions.
The 18-year-old suspect was arraigned on first-degree murder charges. He pled not guilty. His next court appearance is set for Thursday. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Goldman Sachs senior chairman Lloyd Blankenfein suggested consumers and businesses should get ready for a recession just in case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The pain at the pump continues across the country. AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumping another 2 cents to $4.47 a gallon. That's the highest price ever now for 6 days in a row. At $3.98, Georgia has the lowest statewide average. Democratic Congressman from Montana, John Tester, tells MSNBC, with gas prices as high as they are, this is a great time to go green.
That's a big one, I'll tell you that. Gasoline fuel you put in your cars. This is really an opportunity not only to drill for our natural resources, but to set up so we can have renewable energy moving forward so there's more competition in that marketplace. We need to have a moonshot event to not only deal with climate change, but also make energy more affordable going in the future that doesn't put a bunch of CO2 into the air. We can do that.
Mars Wrigley is issuing a voluntary recall of several varieties of gummy candies. The company is saying a thin metal strand could be found inside the candy or loose in the bag. The recall of Skittle gummies, Starburst gummies, and Lifesaver gummies comes after customer complaints. Customers can find out if the products they purchased were affected by checking the first 3 numbers of the 10-digit code on the back of the package and compare it to the items listed by Mars Wrigley. So far, the company says it isn't aware of any illness or injury caused by the metal strands. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
In the fun zone. I don't know how much fun this is. It's fun for Michael and I to get together every week and go through all of the things that are weathering the storm, shall we say. The charts from Talkers Magazine.
Blasphemy.
Yes, right.
In a blasphemous way, my gosh. Yeah,
horrible. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. I'm Doug Steffen. Did you want to talk more about the black hole? What did we say?
No, we were talking about Twitter.
Right.
Musk put out a tweet
about a black hole.
Yeah, listen to this.
Yes. All right.
Musk puts out a tweet. Now, the guy has got a $43 billion deal going. Totally is the center of attention. Everybody's talking about it. And then all of a sudden he, arbitrarily puts out a tweet about Twitter, a tweet saying, listen to this, Twitter deal temporarily on hold, pending details, supporting calculation that spam/fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. I'm laughing because that is basically saying, hey, we want to make sure that what they're claiming is true, that it's only less than 5% of users. It took me about 2 hours this morning to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
It's convoluted, and basically, that's the thing that's putting it on hold, not how much money it's making.
Who's he kidding?
I get the feeling, I don't know, there's something about him, I got to tell you, that really makes me unsettled.
Well, is it that people like that, people who are able to imagine and create what he's created to create the kind of wealth that he has, there's a genius that goes with that. And usually
Correct.
With genius, there is a bit of dishevelment, if you will. People yeah. don't think, the average person doesn't think in a way that would be, that creates, allows you to create all of this wealth. I'm not even sure he set out to make the money. I think he just is quirky enough to have imagined, okay, how do we do pen pal? Or how do we do PayPal pen pal?
PayPal, right. No, but you yeah. see what happens? What happens in our society is that we suddenly all just bestow an individual with all kinds of superhuman powers, and we trust them with more than they originally set out to accomplish. In other words, yes, is he a creative genius? Definitely. Has he built some companies that are impressive? Yes. But this whole Twitter thing has taken it to a different level, where there's just acceptance. Oh, yeah, he can buy whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants, and he's a genius. He knows something we don't know. He's
really?
He's
What's
put
that?
In. I don't know. In other words, we bestow other mortals with superhuman powers.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to give you another example of how silly we are. We have, in a way, we've made a hero out of the leader of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky. As an example of that, he signed a Major League Baseball that was put up at auction this week, sold for $50,000 so that they can create this, there's a fund that's helping the people who have been displaced by, you know, the war in Ukraine. So some collector in the Midwest bought a baseball that has nothing, I mean, he's not a baseball player. He's a guy.
But, at least, but this is for charity, you know.
No, I understand that. It just, but is he the one now? He's the one getting the attention. So he's the hero of the day. He's the person of the day. He's the one that everyone. Ah, I gotta, you know, if he signed a T-shirt or something 2 years ago, would it have been worth anything? No, people didn't even know who the guy was.
Right.
So.
Right. Circumstances create this aura around people in which we bestow upon them more than the facts warrant. That's basically what we're saying. And, you know, look, when Sarah Palin first popped on the scene, who was this brilliant governor of, you know, Alaska?
Yeah, right. I'm voting for her. She's cute.
She should be president.
Right.
How about Andrew Cuomo? He ran a few press conferences and called in the National Guard at one of the points in the pandemic when everybody was panicked. Immediately, get Biden off the ticket. Put Cuomo on.
After he harasses some of his help.
we're too quick to trust and bestow upon people we don't know, other human beings with superhuman powers. And that's because we're desperate to believe that somebody out there has the answer.
Well, why aren't we desperate to believe in ourselves? Why don't we believe in ourselves? That's
the part of the ongoing
question of the day.
That's the ongoing conflict between the rights of the individual versus the so-called needs of the collective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty amazing. All right, and maybe along that same line of what you were just talking about, who gets to be on the top of the heap? Tom Brady signs a deal with Fox this week to be the highest paid analyst they've ever had, making about as much money for doing that as he is making as a quarterback.
And
Al Michaels is the one who really started all of this, because at his age, he's my age, he got a deal for $11 million to just do these things on Amazon.
Yeah.
And who's going to listen to these football games on Amazon?
Tom Brady should be a coach, not an analyst. He should be a coach. He's a brilliant football strategist.
Maybe he should do both.
I mean, Tony Romo is succeeding beyond anybody's wildest expectations as a color caller.
I thought he had a restaurant chain.
I forgot about Tony Romo's ribs.
It's Tony Roma. It was a different
Roma. I remember that from. Yeah. That
he was. He had some visible girlfriend. That was what his claim was. It wasn't football. Yeah. He had some hot girlfriend.
seems to
Tony Romo is from Central Casting. He is handsome.
Yeah.
He's personable. He's likable. He's smart. And he's the best football color caller I've ever seen. He's stunningly accurate. He tells you what the next play is going to be. He reads the minds of the coaches. He's in a perfect place.
Better than Boomer?
Better than anybody. Better than Boomer. Boomer's good, too. But I think Tony Romo's the best color caller in football. I'm not the only one who thinks that, obviously. He's making a fortune and doing very well. As far as Tom Brady, his strength is he's able to look at the field and in one flash of a microsecond figure out what's going on. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's
where does that end ball? Yep. Jessica Simpson was who I was thinking about that dated Tony Romo for quite a long time. Not that that means anything to anybody. It's just one of those passing comments. Back to the countdown. And
I thought you were dating her.
No, but I wouldn't have minded.
Go on.
Russia and Ukraine. Number two, Finland is moving toward NATO. Yep. And there are a lot of people who are supporting them. You know, they have a 830-mile border with Russia. They want protection because they don't trust the Russians. I remember taking a talk radio trip, and going up to northern Finland, driving into Russia on a little back road. There was no customs, nothing. We just drove in a little bus, three or four of us, across the border of Finland into Russia. I don't think you were on that trip with
me. No, I avoided that trip. I remember I was following it. I was involved in setting it up somehow, but yep. I didn't go. And I hear the drive from Norway to the Finland-Russia border was a very long, arduous drive. Do you recall? I remember.
I do remember that, yes.
Yeah, But what was your thoughts? What are your
like
thoughts
Jessica,
about it?
What, no, Finland going into NATO?
No, first, what were your thoughts about being in Russia, in Finland? Did you see anything of interest?
It reminded me of going from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. Just like, it was no big deal. And at the time, this would be 1996, 1997, somewhere in there. And yeah. I just was in awe at how porous the border was. You know, we talk about how porous our border is. The number nine item this week on the story list is immigration problems. All these people, the government's doing nothing. People are coming across the border, mostly the southern border, in throngs, many of them carrying drugs and that stuff. And, you know, I think we want to protect our border. And in this case, apparently things were so cool, calm, and collected between the Finns and the Russians that nobody, literally nobody, paid attention. This was like a back dirt road that we took. The driver knew the road, and so we didn't have to have passports out. I remember checking. We went to St. Petersburg, which is up in that northern part, not far from Finland, let's call Leningrad today, or has it been changed back to St. Petersburg? I can't remember. That was the most beautiful thing I saw in Russia. I thought the Kremlin there was fabulous. We had an afternoon with the mayor of St. Petersburg. I remember this guy reminded me of the bad guys that you see on all the TV shows. The bad Russian. But he was very interesting, very charming, very good English. And
his head was
happy.
Shaven, and the back of his neck was all wrinkled.
He had a triple X on the back of his neck.
Yeah. So let's change gears here. And what do you think about the fact that Finland wants to join NATO?
I think all of these countries need to be in NATO, and then it would be nice if NATO would actually do something.
Do we want NATO to do anything? How would you like for suddenly Russia to attack Finland, and now we have to go to war against Russia to protect Finland?
Come see, come sigh, isn't it? I mean, there's strength in unity, strength in numbers, and the more people that are on there, you know, the Russians say they attacked Ukraine because they didn't want them to join NATO, because they were worried. NATO's not going to do anything unless they're provoked, and even now they've been provoked and they're not doing anything. So, you know, one wonders what all of this stuff, the geopolitical world is so full of themselves.
Well, let's talk a bit more about this on the other side of the break because we've left. All well, right. We don't have time. All right, next
45,
next week
we'll see. We have time for 45 past the hour.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working that place.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Flushing false beliefs down the toilet. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In November of 1973, several news agencies spread the unsubstantiated rumor that there was a shortage in toilet paper. Then, millions of Americans swarmed grocery outlets and hoarded all the toilet paper they could get until stores had to eventually issue limits on the amount of toilet paper that could be purchased. And the very real frenzy that ensued from the false rumor actually created a real shortage. The belief caused the reality. What beliefs are driving your behavior? What false beliefs are leading you astray? And what authentic beliefs can you hold to create the reality that you want? Remember, like the great toilet paper scare, your beliefs are creating your reality. So be mindful of what beliefs you hold. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Calling all race fans and lovers of flame grilling. Fuel your cravings with Coca-Cola Racing and Burger King. Sign up for the Burger King Royal Perks Loyalty Program and play the Thirst for Speed game on the BK app to win daily prizes. Experience Coca-Cola Racing at your fingertips when you select your favorite driver, a member of the Coca-Cola Racing family, and race against the clock for a chance to win instant prizes like a Coke Zero Sugar or Royal Perks points redeemable for free food. Plus, earn a chance to win the grand prize, a VIP race experience for two or $10,000. Will you grab the checkered flag? Play today on the Burger King app and win. Now through May 27th, 2022, in participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. No purchase necessary. Available for legal residents of the 48 contiguous states in the United States. For full rules, eligibility, and more information, please visit bk.com/CokeThirstForSpeed.
All right, Michael, final thoughts on issues of the week.
Well, as I said earlier, it's a crazy week. We left off with Russia and Finland. Look, anything that further exacerbates Russia's security paranoia is not a good thing.
So you don't think Finland should be a part of NATO?
Whether they're part of NATO or not is their business and NATO's business, but anything that increases our chances to go to war with Russia because they're bugging other people makes me nervous.
Mm. What makes me nervous is that one guy can make all this trouble for the entire world. That's what makes me nervous. All right, Michael, thank you. Talk Radio Countdown Show here at 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for us to do the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this past week. As according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with an entree to number five, which is a discontinuation of something from Apple.
Yeah, pour one out for the iPod. So the iPod Touch, which is the final version of iPod after 20 years.
We'll drink to this? Is that pour one out? Does that mean we'll drink to that? Is that what that means, pour one out?
Pour one out is more like... Never mind. It's just a tribute, yes. Okay. Anyway, so after 20 years, the iPod has been discontinued. The iPod Touch is the most recent version of it. As Apple has noted, the first iPod came out over 20 years ago. The original model was basically just a portable music player, but as iPhones have become a camera and a portable music player and a film studio all in one, there are a lot of things that have become obsolete because of it. And, of course, that has happened to the iPod. No one needs to carry a second device when you've already got your smartphone for everything else that you need.
Right. All right, number four, Google Chrome. What's going on with that?
Google's adding a feature to their Chrome autofill system called Virtual Card Numbers, and this is going to let you hide your credit card or debit card number while making purchases online. Google says that the feature will help make it easy to securely buy things on websites that don't support options like Google Pay or Apple Pay. And it's basically the same experience as using Chrome autofill to enter in your credit card details, but this has an added layer of security. So if you give your card number to a vendor and they abuse it, you've got a lot of rigmarole to go through, calling the bank, you know, getting a new card, new numbers, all that. That will not happen now if you use Google's virtual cards, because these are one-and-done transactions, and the vendor can't do anything, you know, with your information. So this is going to be rolling out at first with Capital One credit cards. So if you have a Capital One card and you use Google Chrome, you can start right away. And they're adding support for Visa, Amex, and MasterCard is coming soon.
Number three on the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology this week
is a focus on a new device from AT&T. Is that what this is?
No, this is the new 911 routing system. So you don't have to do anything. This doesn't require you to buy anything or do anything differently. AT&T is the first carrier to deploy the location-based routing for 911 calls. This is a new feature that allows AT&T to transmit wireless emergency calls to the correct call center based on where you're making the call from. So if you're on your cell phone and you're stuck on the side of a highway somewhere and you call 911, in the past, all of these calls would bounce off the nearest cell tower. And so that could be up to a 10-mile radius of how far away the call actually lands. Now, with this new system, they're going to be able to accurately know where you are within 50 meters of where the call was placed. And so this is starting, this is already live now in Alaska, Colorado, Hawaii, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, Washington, Wyoming, Kansas, Illinois, a bunch of other states. Excuse me. They're moving forward with adding the rest of the country, but this is a build-out that they're going, you know, kind of slowly. AT&T said it will add additional regions over the course of the next several weeks, and they expect the whole country will be covered by the end of June. Now, the FCC has gone after Verizon and T-Mobile. They are both working on the same type of system, but for whatever reason, AT&T got out there in front.
Got it. Number two, sanctions on crypto.
The U.S. Department of Treasury has done something that they've never done before. They actually sanctioned an online cryptocurrency tool that was tied to a North Korean hacking group. This is the first time that the Treasury Department has issued sanctions against a cryptocurrency mixer, which can be used for all kinds of illegal things. A North Korean cyber unit called the Lazarus Group is responsible for this. $620 million they stole back in March in cryptocurrency. So it's and they've been laundering this money, and now the Treasury Department has caught on to them and said, you know, no more of that. So it's interesting that everyone's getting into the sanctions game.
Yep. Although I did see some big company this week investing $20 million in Bitcoin. I'm trying to remember who it was, but this is a big, big company, and I'll remember it in a moment after you tell us what's number one this week.
Well, the White House debuted their new program for low-income Internet service plans. 20 Internet service providers have agreed to offer $30 high-speed Internet plans to low-income families, which essentially gives them free service after they qualify for a federal subsidy. This is called the Affordable Connectivity Program. It's ACP. And they're working with Verizon and Comcast and Charter. And if you think about it, what's really sad, 48 million U.S. households qualify for this program. That's how many people do not have Internet in America.
Wow.
So far, almost 12 million have signed up.
59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.